Rashi and Akev, and we'll see how long it takes. A question, a few answers. So, Hashem is just telling the Jews not to be afraid of the enemies in Eretz Yisrael, because Hashem will basically wipe them out. Okay? Hashem will wipe them out. So it's in Perek Zayin, and Devarim Zayin, Chav Beis. Okay? So it says, and Rasha Hashem Kacha Zagayim Ha'el Mipanecha, Ma'at Ma'at. So Hashem will throw out these nations, drive out these nations from before you, slowly. Lo Sucha Kalasa Maher. You won't be able to destroy them quickly. Panter Ba'alecha Chayas Asada. Lest the beasts of the field will be too much for you. Will increase. Alright. Okay, good. Right. So that's what it's saying. So Hashem's saying is, because what happens is like this, is that if you have a land, a city, a country, where there's no people, then the animals are going to take it over. Right? When there's a city, so the animals stay away from a city. Now, if the Jews, all of a sudden, all the Goyim, all the nations in Eretz Yisrael just drop dead, right, in one fell swoop, then you're going to have a lot of empty land until the Jews populate it. So what's going to happen is the animals are going to populate the land, and then you're going to end up having jungles, right? But if you kill the enemies slowly, 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 and slowly as the enemies get killed, the Jews repopulate the land, and it's a slow process. And the Jews grow into the land, and they only wipe out their enemy when they're able to populate the land, which they're going to destroy. So then the animals won't be a problem. Right?
Is that the pshat?
I think that's the pshat. That's the pshat. I think that was a problem in Detroit, as of late. Okay. There was a lot of abandoned houses and all kinds of things, and they had dog problems, wild dogs.
Interesting.
Just abandoned places, and so I think it became like a
nuisance. The rule is places where there are no people, animals take over.
I think so. Mm-hmm. That's why there's forests, and there's bears living in the forest, but not quite in the city. And they just stay away from people, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Rashi says like this. He's bothered by a problem. He says, "Hello, im osim ritzono shel makom, in misyorim menachaya." But if we do the will of Hashem, we don't have to be afraid of chayas, of wild animals. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'chayas asada hashlama lecha. Hashlama lecha. The beast of the field will be at peace with you. Pasuk in Yev. So what are we worried about? Hashem will protect us if we're following the will of Hashem. We shouldn't have to worry about the beasts of the field. So wipe them out quickly. And the beast in the field, big deal. They shouldn't be able to get us. After all, we're called Yisrael. So Rashi answers, "Ela galoi ha'yelafonav she'asidam lachta." It was revealed before Hashem that we're eventually in the future we're going to sin. And therefore, if we're going to sin, so then we're not going to. Be protected from the animals. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to be protected from the animals. Say Nechanam, if we were never sin, then you're right. Then just drive us, kill them right away. And the animals won't be an issue, because Hashem will protect us from the animals. But since we're going to sin, so we're not going to have that protection for the animals. So therefore, Hashem has to drive them out slowly. Right? Okay. So what's the problem? There's a problem.
A few problems.
Okay.
I don't understand when Rashi says, "Im osim ritzono shamakom." Hashem clearly stated that his ritzon here is that they shouldn't go too fast. And it says,
right.
You should get rid of the Goyim, but not too quickly.
No, I think
it's Hashem's ritzon is not too quickly.
I think it's saying is Hashem won't drive them out too quickly. Why won't he drive them out too quickly? You won't be able to drive them to kill them quickly. Why? Because Hashem is protecting us from the animals. Right? But the question of Rashi is, the implication is, if there's no issue of the animals, then Hashem would do it quickly. So the question is, well, why do we have to worry about the animals? And we know that if we keep the Ratzon Shemakal means if we do the Torah mitzvahs, if we're living the Torah,
but
Torah.
We are carrying out the Ratzon. I mean, in this case, the Bnei Yisrael were carrying out the Ratzon of Hashem. Hashem wasn't just striking them down with lightning. The people, the Jewish people, had to go in and actually fight a war against all the nations in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay.
So it sounds like it's a command. Hashem is saying, when you know.
No, it's not.
When we get rid of the Goyim, you're going to do it slowly, slowly. And to me, that I took it as like Hashem is saying, this is the way you should do it. And if that's his Ratzon,
I don't think so.
That also sounds like a chesed. Like here is making it sound like a bad thing.
Right. It's saying Hashem will remove the nations. You will not be able to destroy them quickly. Why not? Why won't you be able to? Hashem's not going to let you. Why? Because that's not going to be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the animals problem. But why not? Why do we have to worry about the animals?
Mm-hmm.
She's saying it's because the animals is only going to be okay if we're doing Torah mitzvahs.
Mm-hmm.
But we, Hashem knows we're going to sin. And therefore he's protecting us. Yeah, what's that?
I have two questions. So, but even driving out the nations also, like the taking of not sinning?
Right, that's the question.
Hashem and also, is, okay.
Yeah. Isn't, I didn't
another question on the side, why can't you say that the protecting us from animals is just that's the way of protecting us from the animals, or
what's that?
Is there something else? Can you say that the way of protecting us from the animals is by driving people out slowly? So why?
What is it? Hold off on that question. So the first question that he says is the problem. Problem is that if we're going to be sinful, so then we shouldn't be able to drive out the enemies either.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the Marashach, if we're doing the Ratzon Hashem, then we'll wipe out the enemies,
mm-hmm.
and then we should be able to be safe from the animals.
Mm-hmm.
If we're sinful, then we're not going to be protected from the animals, but then we shouldn't be wiping out the enemies either. Right?
I think it
sounds like, look, we'll be able to wipe out the enemies, but not the animals. I mean, what's the difference? If we're, are we doing the mitzvahs or not doing the mitzvahs? Right?
Yeah, as Rashi brings up a bigger question, which is that we have free will.
Yeah.
So, what does that mean? That it was revealed that we would be sinning as if we don't have a opportunity to change our minds. It's just
right.
Written in stone. That's
right.
It.
Right. So, that's a bigger question, right?
Yeah.
But God... whatever the answer to that question is, it's a fact. It's yisod that we do have free will, and it's yisod that God knows what we're going to do. Right? So we could take that for the purposes of this. We could take those both as a given, and there might be a question in that, but that's a different discussion, how to resolve that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Rashi's taking that as a given that Hashem knows that we're going to sin. That doesn't mean we don't have free will.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah.
Wasn't it saying a lower level of deserving? That they're not on the highest of all where they deserve for the no animals to come, but they're on a...
Okay.
They will sin, but they're just doing something they don't sin enough that they don't deserve anything at all.
Okay. Okay, so I guess you have to justify it. Right, that's an impossible answer. That we're at a high enough level that we're going to drive out the enemy. But not a high enough level that we're going to be protected from the animals. Right? So, okay.
That's
so what's the difference?
It's because of the evilness of the nations that they've driven out.
Oh.
That's the lower level. The
positive. Oh, I see. Because the evilness of the nations, that's true.
But there's still something that they deserve that to drive them out solely. Otherwise, it would just be them all at once, and then you'd have a problem with animals there.
Why? Or otherwise, the Hashem would just strike. If it was just
so
that they deserved to,
maybe out of time,
then maybe it would have nothing to do with the Jewish people, right?
Right.
That they deserve death doesn't have to come about in any way that involves the Jewish people.
Mm.
So they, yeah. I mean, the first thing that I thought of when I heard this pasuk was that killing in a rapid and vicious way can lead people to be very animalistic, and that's what would make the animals dangerous to them, because the animals would think of those people as being on their level and they wouldn't be afraid of them.
Right.
So that if they, you know, if they came in and started just killing spree and the animals are witnessing this, then the animals would think, oh, they're animalistic, and then they would attack them.
Oh. Not so sure.
Does that happen? Yeah, is that something that
happens? Yeah, I'm not sure if we know enough about animal psychology to know if that's... Maybe they'd, you know, get afraid.
I remember learning that in connection to something else, that, I don't remember exactly where I learned that, but... That it's normal for an animal to fear a human, but if a human is acting like an animal, then...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. So let me just say, Naomi was said an answer.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few answers to this question. Three, actually. Okay, one of them is similar to what you're saying, Ayala, but let me start with the one that Naomi is suggesting. So, that is... So Naomi was saying is that, look, we're not being successful in wiping out our enemies necessarily because of our zuchus, but rather it's because of the two things, because they are evil. Torah says, don't think it's because of your level, your great level, it's your tzaddikim, but it's because they are Rishayim and because of the shvua to the avos. Right? So there is a shvua to have us inherit the land, to wipe out our enemies. They're evil. And there's a shvua to the avos, right? So even if we do sin, you could say that maybe we'll be zocha to taking over the land anyways. But then we may not be zocha to. But now the animals may destroy us. But maybe he's saying is that our driving them out is not dependent upon our non-sinning, right?
Mm-hmm.
But our staying in the land safely is dependent upon us not sinning. Right? It's not so simple though, because even though it's true, it says it's not, you know, dependent upon our zechus, it does say, one second. I mean, it does say that if you'll die, you'll die if you do follow the Zara. You could say it means first we'll inherit the land and then Hashem will let us die. Could be that. You could say that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Could be like the land, let's get inherit the land, that's part of the bris of the avos. Mm-hmm. But then after that, we may end up losing it. Right? Okay, right, Naomi, that's what you're answering? Yeah, I mean, that's the pasuk, it says. Don't say, when Hashem drives out the enemies, don't say, but tzidkas is my tzidkas, that's in the Perek Tas Dalet, a few psukim there.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the rishus and because of the shua. Okay, that's good, that's one answer. The other answer, second. Yeah, the other answer, similar to what you're saying, Ayala, is that, because I thought you were saying this, that See, what would happen? The sin might happen if Hashem destroyed our enemies immediately. So then that could be, would cause us, we'd be all comfortable, we'd have the land, we'd be comfortable, we'd wax fat, we'd feel confident, and then we'd start sinning. Maybe that is what happened ultimately when Klal Yisrael settled in the land. They got to their head.
Mm-hmm.
So Hashem knew that we would sin after we managed to take over the land. So if we took over the land quickly, then we'd sin. And then the animals would get us. But during the 7 years and the conquest and all that, we're not sinning in that process. That's the time where we know we're with Hashem, Hashem's with us, we're fighting, we're reliant upon Hashem. But the cause of sin is often the success. So it could be that's what it's saying. If you have a quick success, you're going to feel awful at yourselves, and you're going to sin, and then it's getting lose the land. But on the contrary, here we got the land slowly. We didn't sin while we were getting the land. Then we got the land. The time we got the land, the animals were there, already gone. So now, if we sin, now the animals aren't going to naturally get us. Right? We don't need the special protection against animals anymore. Right? Right, well, that's kind of what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I mean, just
so not the part about the animals.
It was more about the effect on your personality of being involved in
a conquest. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Right. And the third answer I wanted to say, this is, let's pursue what you were saying, Lisa, is that maybe they would be Zocha to inherit the land, but they wouldn't necessarily be Zocha to have the Hashem protect them from the animals. Right? But now, why should that be? What's the difference? Could you justify that? I mean, what would you say, Moshe? Either Zocha or not Zocha? Why should you think that we're going to be at a level to Zocha that and not Zocha that? What's really the difference?
Because Hashem promised
it
to the
Avos,
and the other one is not.
Oh, so that was the other answer. That's what Naomi's answer is saying. Right? But that's not simply because we're Zocha to it. That's just saying is we're getting it anyways, even if we're not Zocha to it. What Lisa's saying is she's saying in the framework of maybe we'll be Zocha to having the land. Not necessarily we're just going to get it because it's automatically promised, but we'll be Zocha to having the land.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we sin, maybe we'll still be Zocha to having the land. We're just knowing Mizocha to the, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, there's an interesting Ramban. There's an interesting Ramban in this past Parsha, Nekev. Basically, Hashem tells the Jewish people, it's in Yashishi, Yud Aleph, Yud. Okay? So, the Pesukim say like this, Ki Aretz Asher Tov Hashem Al-Rishta. So the land that we're inheriting, Lo Keretz Mitzrayim, Yasher Yitzos Mishem, it's not like Mitzrayim that we left. Right? It's not like Mitzrayim. Asher Tizra Zaracha, like you would plant your seeds. V'eshkisa V'raglucha G'anerach, and then you water with your feet.
Where is this?
This is in Yud Aleph.
Mm-hmm.
Yud. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second. Let's get it to show. The land of Egypt. So it's saying the land of Eretz Yisrael is not like land of Egypt. Land of Egypt, the way it works is you plant your seeds and then you water it by foot. You go to the Nile, you get a bucket, you take the water, you pour it in, and you water the land.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's the way. It's watered. But the land that you're going to, Eretz Harim of Kos, is mountains and valleys. The way it gets water is not by a Nile river, but it's through the rain. Right? Eretz Asher Hashem HaDorish Yasot Tamid. Ein Yashem HaKachaba. So it's the land that Hashem seeks out. Hashem's eyes are always on it. Mereshis Hashem HaAchot Shana. Right? So there's a difference between the way the land works. The way the Egypt works, you water it by foot. The Nile's there, and you just have to drag the water there. But Eretz Yisrael, it's rain. It's not. There's no body of water like that. The way it works is that it's the rain. Right? Mm-hmm. And Hashem's eyes are always on it. So the question is, what's the difference? Okay, so two different methods of watering fields. But why is that important? Why is that significant? Right?
Well, it says next,
but
no, Hashem
Doresh Ota. Yes, Hashem Doresh. Okay, yes, fine, but still. Why? I mean, Hashem could be Doresh. You mean, yeah,
it's much more dependent on Hashem's, rain. Rain is not always there, it's dependent on rain.
Okay, good.
And you have a more natural, dependency on God than it's
right. Okay. Okay, good. So the Ramban elaborates on that a little bit. He says like this. I'm reading from the Ramban a little bit in the middle of it, but he says, "V'nei parsha azu tasir v'minhag shalom." This parsha is warning us about the way of the world. Okay, minhag olam. We mena nilmud, and we learn from here. Ki afal pisha kol bereshuso. Everything's in Hashem's rishos. V'nakol ve'enav yisala la'avido yoshev mitzrayim u'lahol vishna harosom v'yorim. It's easy in his eyes to wipe, to destroy the dwellers of Mitzrayim. You can just dry up the rivers. Right? The Nile, you can just dry up. That's not hard. If Hashem wants to punish them, he could just make the rivers dry up. Abel Eretz Canaan, Tovin Mehera Yoser. But Eretz Canaan could perish much more quickly. Shalayitim Mitra Suzo, he doesn't give the rain, strong rains. Right? And then he says, Achola. A sick person, tzarech zechus u'tfila shirapeyo Hashem. He needs a zechus and a tfila that Hashem will heal him. Yosef ben Avari, shelo ba'alav v'choli, more than a healthy person who is not, that he doesn't get sick. V'chein amida v'ani v'ashir, same thing with ani v'ashir. Meir ein eshneim Hashem. Although God enlightens the eyes of both of them. Okay, so what does he mean?
Mitzrayim is being compared to a healthy person, Eretz Yisrael is a sick person.
And, right.
And Mitzrayim in this case would be the Ani? No, the Ashir. And Eretz Yisrael is the Ani.
Right. Okay, so what's the point?
One of them is closer to needing Hashem's help.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, good. Let me read back a little bit. I'm sorry. I started a little too late. Okay, good. But it's related, but it started a little earlier. Shamar Lam is saying to them, Shmartim is kol mitzvah, you should keep all the mitzvahs. So you rash them, Eretz Vasal v'dash. Hashem is going to give you this land of milk and honey. Ki Hashem yitid mitar artzam b'ito, yorel malkosh. Right, Hashem is going to give you the rain in its proper time. V'aretz yitid yivula, and then it's going to bring forth its produce. Aval de'ulacham, but you should know, she'enuk eretz Mitzrayim, lahashkes oso v'regel v'ne'or menagam. It's not like Mitzrayim where you water it by your foot, kigan he'arach, like a garden. Right? Ki eretz harim uvkaos m'tashma n'tishlamayim, it's basically irrigated through the rain. Lo bin yanacher, that's the only way it's irrigated. V'tzricha she'idr Hashem oso tamid b'matar, Hashem has to constantly be dorish it through rain. That's the only way it gets watered. It's a very thirsty land. It's a dry land. It doesn't have a river that naturally, so it needs rain always. In Tavro de Hashem, and if you violate the words of Hashem, and he doesn't seek it out through good rains, he may raw mode is me very bad. It's not going to basically grow anything. This is Mahayim Shema. What does it say if you listen to the mitzvahs? When Asati Mitar Tzchem Be'ito Yoreo Malkosh Tamid, you'll always have the rain, and you'll basically everything will grow. V'im Lo Tzishmeo, what does it say? V'atzar Tzashmayim, V'lo Yematar, Tzang Mini Rain, V'avantem Mehera, and you'll quickly perish. Why quickly? Barav, Me'al Arach, Lo Tuchel, Yos, Bavel Matar. So that's the thing, is once Hashem stops it from raining in Israel, you're basically going to perish very quickly. Because that's the only way things grow. But in Mitzrayim, if it doesn't rain, okay, but there's still a river. And he's saying, but Hashem could dry out the Nile. Yeah, but that's harder for Hashem to do, so to speak. Right? Because he's saying it's much easier for Hashem to, quicker for Hashem to punish us in Mitzrayim than for us to punish us in Eretz Yisrael. Just like it's more quick for Hashem to punish a sick person than punish a healthy person.
Punish in Eretz Yisrael than Mitzrayim.
quicker from the punish us in Eretz Yisrael than in Mitzrayim, right? So what's the idea? What's the idea? Right, what's the takeaway here?
It's not a very big selling point for Eretz Yisrael to crash him to say, oh, we're going on land where you're going to be completely dependent.
It's chill.
I could just, you know, stop the mutter and you'd be gone.
It's chill. It's chill. It's funny.
The last part is that Hashem's eyes are constantly on Eretz Yisrael, so that's comforting in a way.
Right, yeah, it's true.
Yeah. It's hard to live up to, though.
Yeah.
Hard to live up to.
Yeah.
Right, so I think the main point here is that typically, more often than not, Hashem works within the natural law. Right? Mm-hmm. The natural law. And Hashem doesn't typically do big miracles. Right? So the saying is that in Eretz Yisrael, if it's, so to speak, easy for Hashem to give you a lot of bracha or a lot of klala, because it's all contingent on the rain. The rain is a totally natural thing. There's no miraculous or noticeable miracle, whether it rains or doesn't rain. You have one rainy season and you have tons of success. You have one dry season and draw a drought, and then you can wipe you out very quickly. So it's totally within a natural appearing thing without any shino hateva to make you succeed or fail. So tell me, it's like it's totally contingent upon a natural phenomenon and the degree to which that natural phenomenon expresses itself, and it's Hashkachas Hashem is very much tied in with the continual Hashkacha, positive or negative. And therefore, it's demanding on us. It's a great opportunity, because we could very quickly get a great bracha, but at the same time, it's demanding on us to step to the plate. Mm-hmm. Part of the perfection of Klal Eretz Yisrael, it demands perfection. We, you know. But I mean, it's interesting how nowadays it's not as much because of all this water technology or whatever. Only recently it's become not so much of an issue, you know.
They just released an article about the top 20 countries in the world that have issues with water, and Israel's still in the list in the top 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting because I thought that they pretty much solved it, but they still have issues with water.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, but as opposed to Mitzrayim. So Mitzrayim, there is rivers, and all you have to do is go to the river and water. Now look, if they're sinful, Hashem could dry up the Nile, could dry up the rivers. But that's a major, like, miraculous thing. Rivers don't typically dry up. Now you're asking God to really manipulate the laws in a major way. I don't know if it's like a miracle, but it's certainly a major change in the whole, right, ecosystem and everything like that. So God typically runs the world without changing the nature in that type of way. So the thing is, it's like it's more forgiving in a sense, right? It's more forgiving. There's not necessarily going to be tons of bracha because the bracha is going to be as much water as you could drag. So you're not like in there too. You have rain. That's it. Created bracha. At the same time, the klala, the only way to curse it would be if there's no Nile, no rivers, right? Because that's what is warning them and saying is, you're entering a land which you can be much more dependent upon Hashgachas Hashem. So be wary of that. And again, it's a bracha and a kala, depending on how you use it. But it's, and that's what you think, you're saying with a sick person and a healthy person, similar type of a thing. Person is sick, so they're hanging in a balance. And it's very easy, so to speak, for God to kill them or to heal them. They're like right in a place where they're very dependent and very needy. As opposed to a healthy person, of course, Hashem could strike a person down at any moment. But that's more of a miracle, more of a shinoi dava to do such a thing. Right? Same thing with wealthy and poor. Poor person is needy. They don't have anything now. They need to have some sort of a... They're dependent upon Hashem in a much more intimate way. Their daily food is dependent upon Hashem providing them. But a wealthy person is basically secure. Now, yes, Hashem could strike them down and make some major catastrophe, monetary catastrophe, happen to them. But they're less dependent upon Hashgacha. So in a certain sense, you're right. There, it is not great, something which you might think of as a negative Eretz Yisrael, but the point is, it puts us more in Hashem's eyes. And then we're living more in line with Hashgachas Hashem than is necessitated in another land. So it's less, I guess, less forgiving, if you will. But, so what's the point? Why am I going here? Oh, so maybe that's what's saying, go back to what you're answering, at least about the animals. So the thing is, to win the war, that's a natural thing. There's a war. And Hashem's going to help us win the war. Right?
Well, weren't they severely outnumbered by the nations?
So we were weaker. Yeah, that's true.
Seems pretty miraculous that they were able to beat out the Kanani, the Prezi, Rushi, all of those nations, and especially when the Meraglim went and saw that they were giants, that they were really strong and
right.
But they had strategy. They, you know.
Yeah, right. And wars go different ways. Yeah. Though. I think wars, you know, different wars are won by bigger and smaller numbers, and they had. It's still within the idea that wars go different ways. Mm-hmm. But to have the animals, basically, if you're just going to have us protected from the animals, animals' nature is that they take over lands which are empty. And to have it that just their nature is going to change, and Hashem is just going to say, look, don't worry about the animals. You're a small amount of people, animals are going to overrun it, but Hashem is going to just totally... That's like blocking the nature of animals. Now, if we're at the level, then Hashem does that. But Hashem knew we're not going to be at that level. We're at the level to be able to beat our enemies. Yes, they were Rishayim, we were better than them, even though we sin, whatever that level we were at. But to have a level where we're going to warrant a nace, like changing the nature of animals and stopping them from doing their thing, that it could be saying is we're not going to be at that type of level.
It's interesting that Rashi thought that they, like Yerza Havnu, that they might be at that, you know, warrant that possible.
I know, it sounds like we would have been if not for Asidim Lach, though. Right? It sounds like at that moment, it sounds like maybe we were at that level. And we would have been able to do that, and maybe that would have been a greater nace.
Right.
If we just went into Eretz Yisrael, wiped them out immediately, and it would have been a greater Kiddush Hashem. But Hashem knew that we weren't...
Moment? I'm sorry, I missed one. At what moment would it...
No, it's saying when we went into Eretz Yisrael, Hashem's saying is, hey, we're not going to go in and wipe them out instantaneously. Why not? Because Rashi says, because he knew that we were going to sin.
Mm-hmm.
Implying that we would sin in the future, but at that moment we really would be at a level to do it. It's just the problem is what's going to happen next year or who knows when, and we're going to sin. But otherwise, in theory, we were at the level where we would be zocha to this nashkacha. Just Hashem knew we were going to sin in the future, implying that at that moment really we were at the appropriate level to warrant such a nace, and it would have been a greater kiddush Hashem and all that. That's why that's the kasha. So he's saying his answer is, yeah, but it's not going to stay that way. He knew that they weren't going to stay that way. And therefore, then once they're sink, then the animals, which it's too late, they already know people, and then the animals are going to... Hashem's going to hold off the animal's nature as long as the Jews are at the level. The moment the Jews sink down, well, the animals are going to come back in there.
So this pasuk from Eo that's quoted where it says the highest hasadeh shlomalach, that means we have to be on a super high level for the animals to...
Sounds like it. I don't know. I didn't look. It's a good question. Where is that pasuk quoted?
Eo hey chav gimel.
Eo hey chav gimel. Let me pull that up. Yeah, okay, I've got one. Ki im avne hasada brisacha v'chayes hasada shlamach. For you will have a pact with the rocks in the field, and the beasts of the field will be your allies. What is this talking about? Ashrei anosh yochichan asalas. See, how happy is a man who God approves. Do not reject the discipline of the Almighty. He injures, he binds up, he wounds, his hands heal, he delivers from six troubles. You're right. It's basically talking about how Hashem basically protects people.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If they deserve
it. Right, but we have to be deserved, exactly. It's like when we're at a level, right. Talking about even the allies of the beasts of the field could be our allies. So we have to worry about they'll be our allies. It sounds like, look, they could come in the land, but they can be our allies, not going to do anything to us.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like they're not even going to keep us out. Let's be our friends. Nothing to worry about. Right? But that's a level which is not, that's not normal. It's not the normal nature of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yes, Hashem could do that, but. Right?
Mm.
Yeah. But that's dependent upon our level, which Hashem knew was not maintainable in a stable way. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, how do you guys do on the phone there? Any questions or comments? They're still here. Yeah, no, I think they're here. They're just on mute. Trying to fake me out. Yeah. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here. That's basically what, you know, what I had to say. So it's three different answers, right? Basically, it's three different answers. Let's just review the answers. So again, Naomi's answer is, look, the question is why are we... If we're sinful, then we shouldn't inherit that. We shouldn't be able to wipe out the enemies either. So the first answer I'm saying is, look, it's not our zechus. It's based upon the promise of the Avos. Second answer is, look, maybe the sin which is going to cause us to not be zocha is going to happen after we already settle in the land, so quickly, but not during the war effort. That's a different type of sin. That's not the future sin. The future sin is after we're successful. And the third answer is, even if we really are at the exact same level, but maybe we could warrant to be able to win a war, it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to warrant the miracle of having animals not attack us. That's already a much bigger miracle. So even our level, right? Our level won't warrant that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Okay, any questions, comments?